let's soldier on if everybody's okay.
Yep, let's keep moving.
Our next public hearing is a conditional use number 2414, Justice Boys Properties LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a contractor office and storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 4.72 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Millsborough Highway, which is Route 30, approximately 0.89 miles south of Lowell Road, which is Route 24. The 911 address is 32605 Millsborough Highway, Millsborough, and the tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 13, parcel 1.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan and survey. We have a copy of the elevation plans for the building on the parcel. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. And we have a copy of the notice of violation letter that was served by the county. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Is there somebody here representing this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name.
All right. My name's Travis Justice. I'm the owner of Justice Boys Properties. Currently, I actually live on the property with the building. It was my business of a plumbing company, and then I had sold it and retired. Now I run the real estate side. So I've decided to, I actually own the two neighboring lots as well. They're the same square, many acres, and I'm actually trying to get them into conditional use. But this is my first one. And I'd like to make conditional use for more small businesses to move into the area along the highway and bring revenue to the area.
All right, you want to tell us a little bit about what it is that you do? And
Well, I currently run a rental business. I have several properties we rent out. We're looking to grow our portfolio, and part of changing this into conditional uses will help us do that.
But what are you doing out of this property?
Out of this property right now, we actually rent to a business that is looking to purchase the property currently.
What is it?
We rent to another business that is looking to purchase the property.
So what do they do?
They do landscaping.
Okay. And what's the, there's two businesses that are there. I saw the signs up on the...
Well, they're no longer. Justice Boys Properties is me. So I'm just residing in the home in the back, but I'm moving from there in 2 months to my new home, and they're going to actually take the home as an office. And then the rest of the buildings will be used as storage.
So what were all the vans? They're the lands?
Yeah.
They're landscaping vans? There's minivans?
The minivans are the service guys, and then they have trucks, and they have lawnmowers in the shops, stuff like that.
Can I go ahead with questions?
Yeah, keep going. You're doing good.
Okay, so the landscape stuff, I noticed that there was stuff that's stored out there, like trees and stuff. So do they
Well, that was debris. They probably were just hadn't hauled away yet. They have a dumpster out there. They do snow removal from developments in Millville.
Do they do grinding of the trees and stuff on site? No. No grinding there at all. Okay.
No work is done on site. Sorry.
Okay. So I saw you had a sign out front, so you don't, I don't need to ask if you want a sign. Do you do vehicle maintenance?
No.
The location? Okay. Nothing is done there.
No, the only thing that's done there is lawnmower maintenance.
Okay, so there's like proper blades, storage of oil.
They got oil containers.
And they dispose of the oils and
that's correct. They have small 300-gallon fuel tanks for their vehicles to save them from going to Wawa. They can pull in, do like a loop and fill their trucks up, save them time at Wawa.
Okay.
But that's about the max of it.
Okay, and so how many vehicles go in and out of there? How many employees do they have?
They have a few employees, but they have, I think, 15 vehicles at that
point. There's quite a few in there.
Yeah.
And so your final site plan will show the parking and stuff that you're going to
Correct.
Show?
Yeah, there's about an acre parcel behind the actual house part that's going to be their office that they're supposed to rearrange all that stuff back there.
All right. To be clear, you're going to have contractor office space, and then the landscaper will be out there.
Yeah, they'll have a contractor office.
The landscaping business office? Okay.
Yep, landscape business office. And then they'll have the rest of the buildings will be storage.
Okay. I think I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. That's my first time. I don't
know. No, I'm confused.
One more question for the record. Any sales of landscaping materials, mulch, stone, gravel?
There is no stored mulch on the property.
Okay.
The only thing that they store on a concrete pad is salt for snow removal that they spray.
Okay. But they're just using that. They're not selling it.
They're not selling
right.
it, no.
Okay.
To my knowledge, they have everything. They go to a supply, you know, nearby and pick up and deliver.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Collins?
No questions for me.
Okay, Mr. Butler?
No questions for me, sir.
Okay. How about hours of operation? What hours do they operate?
From about 7 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturdays run about 8 to 12.
Okay.
Unless they have to go out for snow removal.
Emergency, yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Mr. Whitehouse, any questions?
None for me, thank you.
Same staff? Okay. Counselor?
None for me.
All right, then. All right, sir. You'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2414, Justice Boys Properties, LLC?
My name's Steve Starkey. I actually in the house just south of it. I have no problem with the business. I mean,
okay.
It's fine. My only question is, I don't know if you guys can do anything. The road, the passing zone starts just north of his driveway, and as soon as people hit it, they want to fly by. I've had an accident in my driveway of somebody passing two cars back as somebody was pulling in my driveway. So I didn't know if that's something that you could do, just because with the trucks pulling in,
right.
It's his driveway is kind of blind, and just that passing zone is...
Right.
In a bad spot.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that with us, and we will give it some consideration.
Okay.
That is a little above our pay grade. That would
yeah.
be your friends at DelDOT, and my advice to you would be call your state representative, discuss it with him or her, probably maybe about 10 o'clock at night, so they'll remember you.
Yeah, because the intersection just south and north, there's an accident at least once a month. It's just...
I understand. It is well worth bringing to everyone's
okay.
attention. We appreciate you bringing it to ours, and you know, but I would definitely... And I'm just joking with you just a little. Seriously, your state representative would be a good person to talk with. They can direct you. You can also go on DelDOT's website. You can report issues on their website, and there are some numbers there for people to call.
Okay.
So,
I understand.
But it's
fine. It's actually nice that they're not there on the weekends and it's quiet.
Yeah.
And,
so, perfect. All right. Fine. Yep.
And I run my business out of mine. I've got conditional use, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2414? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
No, thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.